Well, you ready to go? I believe we are. All the Thomas are taking the court. Here comes the Fayette Bobcats. The district semifinal game number 2. The winner moves on to the Friday night championship to take on the Mansfield Lions, who were winners earlier tonight, 73-60 over the Liberty Eagles. And the tip is won by Devin Harrington and the Fayette Bobcats. Bobcats wearing the white uniform, trimmed in the green. Rowan Spencer got it out top. They'll swing it down the corner to Harrington, back out to Spencer. Spencer looking inside, nobody open, dumps it now in the corner for Aiden Burns. Thought about taking a baseline drive. Now does. Pass down the corner. Easton pitch for 3. It is up the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Alton Thomas. Marcus Cockrum ran down the long rebound. And Alton with the ball down. No score underway here. Early in this first quarter, Huckabee with it for Alton. Swings it around on the right side to Wayland out around the three-point line on the wing. He goes cross-court with a pass to Huckabee. Outside to Dylan Wayland. Wayland goes to Huckabee. Huckabee got it down low to Miller. Reverse layup is up and no good. Rebound Brandon Prince for the Thayer Bobcats. Prince with his first rebound tonight. He had a good night here on Monday. Matter of fact, he was our Thayer Bobcat player of the game. Thayer with it. Spencer in the lane. Goes Easton Pitch. He penetrates in the lane. Shoots and scores. Easton Pitch with a nice penetration move. Little double clutch. And got it up over the front of the rim. Thayer up early 2-0. Here's a quick shot for Alton down on the other end. The three-pointer. No good by Contra. And the ball bounces hard off the rim. Brandon Prince got a hand on it. They couldn't save it from going out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. We played a minute, 10 seconds here in the first quarter. Thayer up 2-0. Alton with it out top. That is Ryland Steele, the senior point guard. 3-year starter for the boys in blue from Oregon County. Steele swings on the left side to Cockrum out around the three-point line. Thayer back in the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Steele got it back on top again. Look at the penetrate. Now kicks it out to Cockrum. He pumps up a three-pointer. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound comes all the way out to Steele, and an offensive foul. And Ryland Steele goes hard to the basket off the rebound. Steele going hard to the bucket. Ran right over Easton Pitts, and Ryland Steele picks up the offensive foul, his first of the game. Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back with an early 2-0 lead. Aiden Burns bringing it up out of the backcourt. On the dribble drive, right through the middle of the lane. Right through the middle of the court. Gives it up to Pitts. He'll take it to the top of the key. Bounce it now to Harrington at the high post. Harrington dumps it off inside for Prince. This shot is blocked by Huckabee. Landon Huckabee got up high to block Brandon Prince's shot. And Alton's got the ball back. Ryland Steele looking to penetrate. Now gives off to Corey Miller in the corner. Three-point shot in and out. No good. Harrington down, rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer back in business with the ball. Harrington's got it. Cross-court pass goes. Easton Pitts fakes right. Now goes left. Going in the lane. A hard bump. Knocks him to the ground. Then he lost it out of bounds and no foul call. Easton Pitts trying to draw the contact. And Fisher will let that one go. Alton Comets with the ball back. Down by 2. Ryland Steele off the land in Huckabee. Huckabee handles it out between the circles. Swings it left side to Wayland. Wayland way back out on top. Now to the right side for Marcus Cockrum. He's got a couple threes from that side. Hadn't got one to go down yet. Wayland with it. Going to Landon Huckabee. Bounces it down inside. Miller reverse layup is good. Corey Miller with the bucket. We're tied at 2. Thayer with the ball. Rowan Spencer with it. Baseline drive. Attacks the basket. Little yo-yo shot up and in. Rowan Spencer with his first 2 points of life. They are making a effort here. Get these guards involved early. Here's Go Steele through a double team on the offensive end for Alton. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound Harrington. And then we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Oh, they're going to call double dribble on Devin Harrington. Devin says defense skipped it. And really what should have happened was he should have pulled down that rebound and got it out to his guard. 4:56 to go here in the first quarter. Alton Thayer. Starting out a little bit slow. It is 4-2. Thayer with the lead. Here's Huckabee off the inbound. His shot inside. Blocked by Harrington. And the Thayer Bobcats control the loose ball. Nice block there by Devin Harrington. Thayer coming the other way. Here goes Burns all the way to the bucket. Lays up the shot. No good. He goes down. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call. It's going to be on number 11, Corey Miller, for the Alton Comets. I mean, Burns going hard to the bucket. That knocked down, gets up a little bit slow, kind of shaking it off. Looks like he's kind of flexing that right wrist. See how that affects the free throw here. He'll shoot 2, and the first one is no good. Burns says he's okay, but he's trying to shake it off. I mean, he went down in a heap out on the floor. Now the officials asking him, are you okay? You couldn't get him out of this game with a forklift right now. Here's the second one up for Burns. It is no good. Misses them both. And the Alton Comets down with the rebound. 4-2, Fair with the lead. Alton with the basketball. Steal the Huckabee in the corner to Cole Trassum, who just checked in. Cole trying to get open on the baseline. Can't get a shot away. Feeds off to Cockrum. Cockrum on the dribble drive. Go back out top. Brings it over to Steele. Steele fakes the three. Bounce pass down to the baseline for Corey Miller. Miller back out top to Trassum for three. It's off the rim. No good. Harrington controls the boards. Outlets to Burns. Burns to Rowan Spencer down the floor. Lays up with a left hand. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul, I believe, is going to be on Huckabee. Number 12, Landon Huckabee, called for the foul. His first 13 foul already in the game against the Alton Comets. And they are really pushing the issue when they've got the ball. Trying to up-tempo this game. And the first free throw for Rowan Spencer is no good. Here in the pregame, we talked about nerves maybe playing a little part of this game early, and I think that's what we're seeing right here on both sides. Rowan Spencer is about an 80% free throw shooter. He missed them both. Rebound taken by Prince. Prince goes back up. Too hard. Harrington with it. He goes back up and in for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer leads it now 6-2 with 4 minutes exactly to go here in the first quarter. Alton down the other way. Steele into the lane. Got up in the air. Leaves it off for Trantham. Now back to Steele. To Trantham in the corner. Quick trigger on a three. That's no good. And rebound taken by Rowan Spencer for the Thayer Bobcats. Rowan pushes it up to Brandon Prince. Prince. Now to Burns out on top. Burns left side, Easton Fitz. Fakes the three. Push to penetrate. Kicks it out to Spencer for three. Bingo! Excuse me, that was Brandon Prince. I'm sorry, I said Spencer. Brandon Prince with a three. And that makes it 9-2. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. Coach Caruso wants to talk about it. 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Fair Bobcats lead Alton 9-2. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Lender.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back after timeout. Fails a little bit of full-court pressure. Alton gives it up. Easton Pitts with a steal. Couldn't finish the layup. Brandon Prince with another rebound. Puts it back up and in. Brandon Prince with 5 points in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats again with the 2-2-1 zone press with a 9-point lead here, 11-2. Alton breaks it this time. Long pass up the floor to Miller. He tried to kick it back outside. It's picked off by Spencer. Spencer to Easton Pitts. He misses. Harrington follows it up with the tip-in. Thayer Bobcats running the floor and running away from the Alton Comets right now. It is 13-2. Here's another steal by the Thayer Bobcats. Yes, Spencer's got it down. And to Burns. Burns reverse layup. Picks it up and in off the window. And we get another timeout call by Coach Anthony Crusoe for the Alton Comets. 15-2. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets. And we'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back here at Houston Fair Bobcats after a 15-2 lead over the Alton Comets. Alton this time breaks the full-court pressure, gets the ball up to Huckabee. He tries to get it down to Trantham in the corner, and he goes off his hands and out of bounds. Fair Bobcats are just scrambling all over the place after the basketball on the defensive end. And offensively, they're just playing fast. They've been attacking the rim all night long. They've only shot a couple of threes, one of them. And now we get a substitution. Cole Trantham out of the game as Dylan Whalen checks back in for the Alton Comets. 15-2 last score. Fair with the lead and the basketball. Rowan Spencer walks it up. Gives it over to Mark Spencer. Now back over to Burns. Burns to Rowan Spencer on the left side wing. Back out to Burns. Fakes the three. Penetrates down the middle. Lays it up off the rim. No good. We get a whistle and a foul call. I think they're going to call an offensive foul on the Fair Bobcats. Yeah, Burns going hard right down the middle of the lane. Came down right on top of one of the Alton Comet defenders. So Aiden Burns picked up the foul. That was the first foul on the Fair Bobcats in the first half. And now Alton's going to throw it away again against the full-court press. Huckabee, and I talk about this all the time, trying to throw that ball from about the top of the key on the run all the way down to the baseline on the far end, and it hardly ever works. It is so hard to make that ball go when you're going that fast, trying to make it go where you want it to go. Fair Bobcats, after the turnover, got the ball up by 15. They swing it over on the left side wing to Rowan Spencer. Dumps it down low to Prince. Prince going hard to the bucket, and he scores. Brandon Prince with 7 first-quarter points. As the Fair Bobcats lead it, 17-2. Alton breaks the full-court press. Ryland Steele, he gives it up in the middle to Miller. Miller to Huckabee. He traveled with the basketball. Landon Huckabee got in there amongst the trees and tried a little stutter step and pitch up the pivot play. The Fair got it back with a minute 31 to go in the first quarter. It's been all Bobcats. One time it was a 2-0 Fair lead. Then it was 2-2, then 4-2, and now it's 17-2. Fair's off on a 15-0 run right now. Here's Burns in the corner for the Bobcats. Wings the ball cross court to Mark Spencer. He dumps it off to Harrington. Ducks under the defense. He scores. Kevin Harrington now with 6 in the first quarter. And Fair on a 17-0 run. We've got a minute to go in the first quarter. Alton breaks the pressure again. Got it down to Whalen. Now out to Cockrum. Quick on a three and hit it. Marcus Cockrum hits a three and puts the Alton Comets on the board. It's been about 6 minutes of clock time since Alton has scored. That breaks the string for them. Here's Rowan Spencer on the other end for Thayer. He nails a three out of the left corner. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. 21-5. Alton again against the pressure. Ryland Steele dribbles up across the timeline, and there's a travel, and I think that's a bad call. I don't think he ever picked up the pivot foot. He stretched, but I don't think that was a travel. That's a tough call there for Ryland. So Fair with the ball back, down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. They're going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter, up by a score of 21-5. Thought this would be a much closer game than it is, but who expected Fair to go off on a 17-0 run here in the first quarter? Fair working around the perimeter, got it over to Rowan Spencer for a three. That's no good. Rebound is off the hands of a Fair Bobcats out of bounds. And it will be Alton Comet basketball with 10 seconds to go. Rowan shot that three off the left wing, hit one a minute ago from that very same spot, missed that one. Alton with it, working against the pressure. Ryland Steele all the way up the floor, spins toward the bucket. He's going to get fouled. Going up the sideline, that'll be on Brandon Prince. Prince called for his first foul of the game. And has only the second team foul called against the Fair Bobcats here in this first quarter. They've been playing full-court pressure the entire quarter. Alton looking inbound, got it to Landon Huckabee. Down to 3 seconds. They cross it over to Steele. Ryland steps inside the defense, shoots, no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 21-5. Fair Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, we're back at Houston, the Class 3 District 10 basketball semifinals. Thayer Bobcats, the number 2 seed, have controlled this one from the outset. They lead it 21-5 over the Alton Comets as we open play here in the second quarter. Alton with the basketball. They got it on top to Marcus Cochran. He'll swing it over around to Dylan Whalen. Whalen back out to Steele. Ryland looking to penetrate. Jumps up in the lane. Ball poked away from him. And then went over to Corey Miller, who puts it up and in. Corey Miller, Johnny on the spot right there, and he gets the easy lay-in. And the Alton Comets now, a little 4-0 run, has cut the lead back to 21-7. Thayer with a basketball. Burns out top. Alton back playing the zone. Ball goes in the right side corner. For Easton Pitts. Easton brings it back out to Burns. Burns takes it to the top. Gives it back over to Pitts on the wing. Look at inside. Nobody open. Couple of dribbles. Swings it around to Mark Spencer. Mark dumps it down inside to Harrington. Up with the bucket in. He's fouled on the play. Devin Harrington, he went up hard like he wanted to dunk that ball. But somebody was there. I believe it was Ryland Steele. And was Ryland Steele was there, bothered it enough he couldn't dunk it, but he was called for the foul. So it'll be Devin Harrington at the line shooting for the three-point play. And the free throw is no good. Rebound tipped up, volleyed around. And it'll be Alton Comet ball off the hands of Aiden Burns. Thayer Bobcats have been terrible from the free throw line tonight. They have shot 5 free throws. They haven't made one yet. 23-7. They lead it by 16. Alton with the ball. Bringing up the floor is Marcus Cochran. Cochran's passed up the baseline or up the sideline. It's going to be tipped and out of bounds by Aiden Burns. Bobcats are very active defensively. Got the hands going all the time. Here's Ryland Steele off the inbound. Ducks inside the defense. Will jump top of the free throw line. That's a travel. Ryland Steele called for the travel, so Thayer's going to get it back after the Comet turnover. With just under 7 minutes to go in the first half, Thayer leads it 23-7. Both teams have scored a bucket here in the first minute and change. Oh, and here's Mark Spencer with a bad pass. Ball is stolen by Cochran. Marcus glides down the floor and scores for Alton. That makes it 23-9. Burns with it for Thayer. Takes it all the way down to the left corner. Now to pull up on the baseline. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Ball was deflected away by the defense. Burns brings it out front to Mark Spencer. This wing at right side, Easton Pitts, open for a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Brandon Prince with another rebound, follows it up. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Ryland Steele for Alton. Got it out to Marcus Cochran. Cochran bases up the floor, swings it down to Wayland in the right corner. His three-point shot is no good. Mark Spencer with a rebound. And then he lost it. To Marcus Cochran. Cochran with a one-hand running jumper. No good. We got a foul on the rebound. Going to go against the Alton Comets. Fouls on number 12. That is Landon Huckabee. That'll be number 2 on Huckabee. And the 15th foul on the Alton Comets. So Thayer gets the ball back, leading 23-9. Thayer had a 17-point lead for a little while in the first quarter. Alton's hit a couple of buckets here lately. Bobcats will bring the ball up the floor, gets set in the half-court offense. Rowan Spencer is checked back in the game for Thayer, place of Mark Spencer. Rowan's got it, top of the key, backs it out, runs it to the right side to Harrington. Harrington moves it out to the top of the key on the dribble, leads over to Burns. Burns on the wing, trying to get something going here. A little jump pass goes cross-court to Pitts. Easton in the lane, back out to Burns. He sets for a three. That one's up off the rim, no good. Harrington skies for the rebound, puts it back up and in. 10 for Devin Harrington. Did you see how high he got on that rebound? My goodness, he can get up. There's Thayer again, full court pressure. Ryland Steele loses the dribble. Trying to throw it up the court, and a foul going to be whistled on Thayer. Devin Harrington tried to get there to poke that ball away from Huckabee, and is called for the foul. That'll be number one on Devin Harrington. 13 foul on the Thayer Bobcats. And Devin just about a half a step late getting there. Alton will inbound it into the backcourt with 5:19 to go in the half. Marcus Cottrell over to Huckabee. Huckabee, long pass goes cross court to Ryland Steele. Ryland kind of dribbles his way to a shot, couldn't find one. Gives it up to Huckabee. Back to Steele. Now back to Huckabee. Back out to Steele. Ryland, 3-point shot on the way. That one is up off the rim, no good. And a rebound controlled by Aiden Burns for Thayer. Aiden leads the break the other way. Goes down the left side of the lane. Little scoop shot is up. Couldn't get it to drop. And a rebound taken by Corey Miller for all. Got it out to Steele. Steele up the floor to Cockrum. Market working it down to the baseline. Trying to throw it back out front. The ball is going to go into the backcourt. Marcus got a little bit in too big of a hurry. Tried to get it back outside to Huckabee and missed him with the pass and it went into the backcourt. So Thayer will get it back after the Alton turnover with 4:43 to go in the first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here in this one. Here's Harrington off the left side for Thayer. Little jump pass goes all the way over ahead of Easton Pitts on the other side. Harrington trying to get it over to Pitts. It was wide open over there and threw it over his head. Thayer again in full court, 2-2-1 pressure. Cockrum with it. Long pass up the floor to Cole Trampin, who just checked in. Now to Huckabee. Huckabee into the lane. Gets it back outside to Cockrum for three, and it's good! Marcus Cockrum with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got eight of the 12 for Alton. Thayer the other way. Burns going to the rack. Oh, they're going to call him for a travel. As they traveled before he got the dribble down. Don't think Coach Pitts agreed with that call. He got a word or two to the official. And he's still trying to get an explanation. Yeah, I didn't agree with that either. Anyway, the Thayer turns it over with 4 minutes to go in the half, leading 25-12. Alton has slowly kind of climbed back into this thing. They were down 17. Here's Trantham with a three. It's good! Cole Trantham hits a three, and the Comets are making a bid for a comeback here. They got it back to a 10-point game. Thayer at one time led 17-2. In fact, it was 19-2 at one point. Now it is 25-15. And Thayerly seems to be a little bit confused offensively. Here's Easton Pitts going to the rack. No, he's going to get held and will foul will be called on the Alton Comets. Foul's on number 13, Ryland Steele. That'll be number two on Ryland. Huckabee's got two as well. It'll be a non-shooting foul. That is team foul number six on Alton. So Thayer will inbound down under the bucket with 3:36 to go in the first half. Owen Spencer, the trigger man, gives it out in the corner to Harrington. Harrington goes to the high post to Burns, turns down the right side of the lane, misses another shot. Aiden didn't shoot the ball well here on Monday night. And shots that have been falling, just not falling for him tonight. Everything's just been a little bit short. Got a little more mustard on that thing, Aiden. And here's the Bobcats with a steal. Rowan Spencer will drive and misses the layup. He misses the layup. Rowan Spencer, a little showboating down there. Instead of going up and shooting the layup, showboated a little and he missed it. 25-15. 3 minutes to go in the half. Alton with another three here would be right back in this game. Trantham's got it on the right side. Thought about taking the shot. Now bounces it to Miller. The ball is stolen by Harrington. Harrington going up the floor. He gets the ball stolen by Trantham. Bobcats fans wanted a foul there. Alton with it back. Got it to Huckabee. Outside to Whalen. Whalen down to the baseline for Corey Miller. Comets cover him up. Off to Trantham for three. That's off the front iron. No good. Burns with the rebound. There, Bobcats haven't scored in a while. Burns with it down the lane, all the way to the bucket. Misses again, but he's fouled on the drive. And will go to the free throw line and shoot two, which has been an adventure. For the Thayer Bobcats of the team, fouls on Corey Miller, number 11. That'll be number two on him. And Thayer going back to the free throw line, see if they can make a free throw here. Bobcats are 0-for-5 as a team from the free throw line. First one is up for Burns. It's good. So Burns breaks the ice. That is the third point for Aiden Burns tonight. Thayer led by Devin Harrington with 10. French has got 7. Second free throw for Burns is good, so maybe they'll help get Aiden dialed in this game. And that's the first bucket for Thayer in a while. And they're back up to a 12-point lead. Alton with the basketball. Trantham on the left side wing. Got it to Huckabee at the high post. He goes down the middle of the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Kick it back out front to Whalen. He'll shoot a long three. That's off the side of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Aiden Burns for Thayer. Burns races up the floor. Looking to penetrate again. All the way. The bucket has it. Well, they lost to us. Poked away by the Alton County defense. Ball was poked away, and Coach Caruso thought that should have been off of Burns, but I think it was pretty clear that the official saw it right there. Bobcats inbound the ball on the baseline. Burns with a short jumper, no good, gets his own rebound. Finally, gets one to go down. Aiden Burns been struggling with those little short jumpers, and he gets that one to go down. He's got 6 points now. And has scored the last four for the Thayer Bobcats, who lead it now 29-15. Thayer's only scored 8 points in the second quarter after scoring 21 in the first. But when you play good defense, sometimes you can get into that kind of an issue. Here's Cockrum out of the corner for Alton with a three. It is no good. Rebound, Easton Pitt. Easton pushing it up the floor. Going into the lane. Offensive foul on Easton Pitt. Good play by Dylan Whalen. He got back in the lane. And he knew it was coming, and he just closed his eyes and let Easton Pitts run right into him. And the foul on Pitts will be his first of the game. And Easton's going to come out of there. He's got that bad elbow. He wears a pad on it, and he's taking that pad off and rubbing that elbow over on the sideline right now. So Mark Spencer back in the game. Minute 28 to go here in the first half. They're up 29-15. Alton had a good second quarter. They bounce the ball down low to Miller. Miller back outside to Cockrum. Little baseline running one-hander. Good! Marcus Cockrum with 10 points for Alton. Thayer back the other way in a hurry. Roland Spencer got it off to Burns. Burns lays it up and in. I mean, he just exploded to the bucket and hit the scoop shot. 8 for Burns. He scored the last 6 for the Bobcats. Alton Cowles with it now. Trantham on the left side. Feeds it outside to Whalen. Dillon. That's the offense run through. Now pulls up his dribble, feeds it cross court on the left or right side for Trantham. Now a cross court pass goes to Whalen. Whalen catches it on the wing, couldn't get a shot away, and feeds it off to Marcus Cochran. Marcus working a little shake and bake out front in the corner to Whalen. He fires a three. It's good. Dylan Whalen with a three. And all of a sudden, it's a 11-point game, 31-20. There, Bobcats with the ball. Working around the perimeter of the Alton County zone defense, which has become very active here. Thayer with it out front. Going to hold for the final shot of the first half. We're down to 15 seconds to play. Remember, coming up, we've got your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer just working it out top. Down to 7 seconds to go now in the half. Burns dumps it inside to Prince. Prince up with a shot. It's blocked. And that's the end of the first half. 31-20. Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Cowles here in the District 10 semifinal. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your Community First Banking Company halftime report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Healthcare. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Healthcare in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Talent outscoring the Thayer Bobcats 15-10 in that second quarter to climb back into this game after being down 21-5 at the end of the first quarter. It is now a 31-20 ball game. Thayer Bobcats lead it by 11. For the semifinals of the Class 3 District 10 tournament, and again, the Thayer Bobcats, the number 2 seed, and they're wanting to get to that final game. Mansfield, a winner earlier tonight, they're already in the finals. That game, by the way, will be at 6:30 on Friday night. Tomorrow night, we'll be back over at Mansfield for the girls' semifinal. The Thayer Lady Bobcats will take on the Licking Lady Wildcats. That'll be the 7:30 game tomorrow night. And before that, Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Lady Eagles will take on top-seeded Mansfield. And the two winners, of course, will move into the championship. The girls' championship will be on Saturday at Mansfield. We're in Houston. Thayer Bobcats lead it 31-20 over the Alton Comets. We'll take another timeout. Back with more of your Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Terry Range of RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Teamwork is an important life skill to learn. I know the importance of teamwork because of the steps that go into a real estate transaction. You will find honesty and integrity equals results in a RE/MAX agent. I'm so proud to support all of our local teams. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give me, Terry Range, and the team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange a call at 417-264-6161 or weekends and nights at 417-280-1919. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. For the best price, up front, with no gimmicks, come to West Plains for new Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles. We also have over 100 pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And we're back at the Houston High School. Beautiful facility here. If you've never been to a basketball game at Houston High School, do yourself a favor next year. When the basketball season comes around, or volleyball, and they always have a very good volleyball team here at Houston. Get a chance to get to this gym and take a look. It is absolutely gorgeous and a great place for a high school basketball tournament, and that's where we're at. We're at the district tournament here, the district 10. All right, let's take a look at our halftime scoring. Again, Thayer outscored Alton 21-5 in the first quarter. Alton outscored Thayer 15-10 in the second as the three-point shot started falling for the Alton Comets. We'll talk about that here in a moment. So our halftime score, 31-20, Thayer with the lead. Bobcats are led by Devin Harrington. The big sophomore has got 10. 8 points for Aiden Burns. As a matter of fact, Aiden scored the last 6 points of the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. 7 for Brandon Prince. 5 for Rowan Spencer, including a three-pointer. And Easton Pitt with 2 for Thayer. For the Alton Comets, they're led by Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum has scored 10, including 2 three-point made three-point shots. 4 points for Corey Miller, a three for Cole Transom, and a three for Dylan Whalen just right there at the end of the half. So that adds up to 20 for Alton. Bears got 31, and we're at the halftime intermission. I want to say thanks again to some of your boosters helping bring you the ball game tonight, including Simpson's True Value in Alton, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix, along with the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, True Value in Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Brad O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back to Houston, getting ready for the start of our second half. Bear Bobcats leading the Alton Comets 31-20 here in the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 Basketball Championship. I want to say thanks again to some more of the boosters up with bringing you the game tonight, including the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, the Carter Funeral Home to Thayer and West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Langley Animal Clinic, Penny Lane Accounting, Steed Brothers Trucking, the Alton Bank, and Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. Both teams get some final words of encouragement from their coaches on the sideline. Thayer Bobcats will open up the second half of the same lineup that started the game, Rowan Spencer and Easton Pitt, along with Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, and Aiden Burns for the Alton Comets. Looks like the same lineup that started the ball game. It'll be Marcus Cottrum, Landon Huckabee, Corey Miller, Ryland Steele, and Dylan Whalen. Neither team with anybody in serious foul trouble. Huckabee, Miller, and Steele all have two fouls at the intermission for Alton. And Harrington, Prince, and Burns, and Pitts each have one for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer gets the ball to start the second half, and here we go. Rowan Spencer brings it into the front court, brings the ball on the left side for Easton Pitts. He'll give it up to Burns. Burns looking in the middle. Nobody open. Back outside now to Pitts. He'll fire the three. It's good. Easton Pitts with a three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. They are back up 34-20. Bobcats have led by as many as 17 in this game. Back playing that zone defense, getting real aggressive. Alton gets the ball down in the left corner, and shot no good by Dylan Whalen. And the rebound to Harrington, he tried to dribble out of traffic, and Dylan took it away from him. Dylan Whalen with the steal. And Thayer had been a little bit careless with the ball here tonight, especially on the dribble. Here's Alton swinging it cross court to Marcus Cockrum. He'll fire one from downtown. That's no good. Way or Ryland Steele in there got the rebound. Spins, puts it up and in off the window. Ryland Steele with his first bucket of the game. I guess he's going to do a good job of keeping Ryland from getting his shot. Alton back in a 1-2-2 zone. Thayer with the ball, going to high post to Prince, outside to Burns. Burns slashes to the basket, lays up off the window. He missed it. Gets his own rebound, back up at the end. Aiden Burns now in double figures with 10. He has scored 8 of the last 10 points Thayer has scored in this game. And Alton with it, they're swinging around to Cockrum. Cockrum gives off the steal. Steal bounces it down low for Corey Miller. Back outside to Steele for 3. That one's off the front rim, no good. And rebound run down the corner by Brandon France and then knocked away from him and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 6:22 to go in third quarter. Thayer inbounds it. Aiden Burns races up the floor. Now feeds it over in the right corner for Pitts. It's a 2. It's good. He had a foot on the line. About as close to the 3 as you can get without getting 3 points for it. And Easton now with 5 points here already in the third quarter. Huckabee down the other end for Alton. Fires a 3. That's no good. Rebound is picked up off the floor by Brandon Prince. And then he has it taken away by Dylan Whalen for 3. And it's good. Dylan Whalen hits a 3 out of the corner. And makes it a 13-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 38-25. Alton. One thing you know about an Alton County team, they are going to play as hard as they can play every minute of the game. And here's almost a steal by Ryland Steele. Gets the ball. Thayer got it back, though. Got it to Easton Pitch. Easton going to free throw line to Brandon to Brandon Prince. He goes up and in, for the way. Brandon Prince having a good night. He's got 9 points in the game. Alton with it back the other way. Got to Cockrum. Now to Steele in the right corner. Steele moves into the lane. A little jump stop, trying to bounce pass it down to Miller. And it is deflected by the defense of Brandon Prince. Brandon playing a really good game here tonight. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket, just to the right side of the glass. Huckabee pass is deflected and stolen by Harrington. Harrington traveled, no call. Got it up the floor to Rowan Spencer. Rowan into the lane. He is going to get fouled as he goes to the basket. Foul is going to be on number 22, Dylan Whalen. That'll be foul number 1. On Whalen in the ballgame. Actually, they have 3 fouls on Ryland Steele on the official board here. I missed one somewhere. And Rowan Spencer going to the free throw line, going to shoot 2 for Thayer. Rowan is 0 for 2 from the line. This one is up and good. So Rowan Spencer now with 6 points in the ballgame. 1 for 3, trying to get the 2 out of 4 from the charity strike. Bounces this one twice, puts it up, and it's in. Rowan Spencer with a bucket. He's got 7 points on the line. Good balance scoring up and down the Thayer lineup. Here's Alton with the ball in the front court. Got to Huckabee. Kicked it outside for Marcus Cockrum. He floats into the lane. Dumps it off to Huckabee. Huckabee back outside to Ryland Steele. Fakes the 3. Goes to the baseline. Shot is going to be blocked. And out of bounds. We're going to get a foul called. I think this is going to be before the block shot. They called it on Harrington. Then they call for a push. Harrington called for his 2nd foul of the game. 1st Bobcat with more than 1. And Ryland Steele at the line shooting 2. 1st one was up and good. Steele with his 3rd point of the game. Substitution for Alton. Cole Transom will check into the ballgame. And Dylan Whalen will check out. Whalen with a pair of 3s in the game for 6 points. And Ryland Steele hits the 2nd free throw. 4 points for Steele. Thayer got the ball up the floor in a hurry. Easton Pitts in the left corner. Couldn't get a shot away. Leaves it outside to Burns. Burns back to Easton Pitts. Easton over to Burns. Right side now to Spencer. Spencer got it to Brandon Prince. Now down to Harrington. Harrington back down to the defender. Turns, shoots, and scores. Kevin Harrington with his 1st bucket of the 2nd half. He's got 12 for the game. 2nd Bobcat in double figures. And Alton's going to throw the ball away down on the other end. Steele crossed half court and tried to feed it over to Huckabee. And Huckabee has vacated the area. Ball goes out of bounds. Alton turns it over. Down by 17 points. Thayer with the basketball and the lead. Burns out on top. On the right side now to Pitt. Pitt back out to Burns on top. Burns fakes it right, fakes it left. Now goes to Pitt for the 3. That one is off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Rowan Spencer for Thayer. I've got the reset. Burns, top of the key. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Now they bounce it down to Harrington. Harrington for the flush. Harrington down the baseline. Flushes one home. And Devin Harrington with 14 on the line. The Thayer Bobcats are up by 19. 46-27 with 3:56 to go in the third quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take the timeout with them. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Take advantage of winter savings or get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors. Right now you can save 20 to 50% off on all outdoor and athletic clothing. Check out the half-price hat table to save 50% on select Columbia and Hook hats. Find them a new Yeti, Fox Pro Game Call, Rod and Reel, or some new baits like the new Jewel Scope Spin and many others at Monty's Outdoors in Southern Hills Shopping Center of West Plains. Gift cards available.
Now, the Alton Comets called that timeout after the Fair Bombcats, who were leading by 11 at halftime and run it out now to a 19-point lead. And Fair playing a different game here in the second half than they played in the first half. And I really think first half Coach Pitts and Coach Steed, I think they got their heads together and said, you know what, we're going to need to show Mansfield that we can play fast. And everything was fast, 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 fast. And now they come out here in the second half and everything is a little more under control and just playing the half-court game. And Thayer has scored 15 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Alton has scored 7. And here we go. Alton with the ball. They get it up front to Cole Trantham. Trantham goes to Ryland Steele. 1 of 3, but Prince jumps out on him. Now gives it in the corner to Wayland. Three-point ball is up no good, and Brandon Prince rebounds it for the Thayer Bobcats. And as it poked away out of bounds by Dylan Wayland. 3:41 to go in the third. Thayer is taking control again. They lead it by 19 points with the basketball. Burns walking it up. It's to the top of the key. Takes it to the right side of the floor, but passes it on the left. Now back to Burns. Steps into a three, and it's good. Aiden Burns with his first three-pointer of the night. He's got 13 in the game. The Thayer Bobcats lead it down by a bunch. Here's a long shot for Cole Trantham for Alton on the other end. No good. Burns with the rebound. Bobcats on the run this time. Burns pulls it up top of the key. Gives Easton Pitts. Driving the baseline. Jump stop in the lane. Pull up. Jumper no good. Rebound volleyed around and out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer leads it by 22. Substitution now for the Bobcats. Mark Spencer checks into the game. Rowan Spencer will come out. Landon Huckabee getting back in the game. Cole Trantham checks out for the Alton Comets. Thayer inbounded down under the bucket. The alley-oop is in to Harrington. Catches it. Goes back up and misses the short shot. Rebound taken by Alton. Here come the Comets. Ryland Steele races up the floor, going all the way to bucket. We're going to get a blocking foul called. Ryland going hard to the basket. Misses the shot, but he's fouled by Mark Spencer, who was there trying to draw the charge. And the foul on Mark will be his first of the game. Second team foul on Thayer here in the second half. And Ryland Steele going to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Ryland's first free throw is up and good. 5 points now for Steele, 3 of them from the free throw line. 2:59 to go in the third quarter. The Thayer lead is 21 and stays that way as Steele misses the second free throw and the rebound off the hands of Alton out of bounds. It will be Thayer Bobcat ball. Alton not playing any full court pressure here. Thayer will bring it up and get into the half court set. Burns stepped it across the timeline. Leads on the left side for Pitt. Right back to Burns. He'll dump it over to Mark Spencer. Mark going high post to Burns. Turns the free throw line. Shoots and scores. Aiden Burns starting to heat up now. He's got 15 and leads the Thayer Bobcats. Harrington's got 14. Here's Steele the other way for Alton. Got into the lane, dumps it off to Huckabee. Huckabee back outside to Trantham. Trantham has his pass deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of Easton Pitt. Easton says, I didn't touch it, but I think he did. And Easton looks like that elbow is a whole lot better now. He took a shot in the first half. That elbow seemed to bother him a little bit, but he seems to be all right now. Alton with the basketball. Huckabee in the free throw circle. Gives it outside to Steele. Draws out the three. Now penetrates to the elbow. Spins. Defense is all over him. Gives it out to Marcus Cockrum. The three is good! Marcus Cockrum with his first bucket of the second half. He's got 13 to lead Alton. Thayer the other way. Burns says, I want to shoot it. He goes to the elbow. Pumps it up. No good. Rebound Harrington. He follows it up and in. Harrington now with 16. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to 22, 53-31 with a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Ryland Steele with it for Alton. Got it out to Cockrum. Cockrum knows the Huckabee cutting through the lane. He dumps it back outside to Wayland. Wayland gives to Steele. Ryland in the lane, and there's going to be an offensive foul. Now, they're going to call an offensive foul on Ryland Steele. It's going to be called for a push. And he did. He hooked the defender. as he went around. And Ryland Steele picks up his fourth foul of the game. So Ryland will check out here. Cole Transom will go in. And the Fair Bobcats with the ball back, leading by 22, 53-31, down to a minute 38 to go in the game. Bobcats inbound it to Burns. Aiden brings up across the timeline, right through the middle of the big lion head, or the big tiger head in the middle of the floor. Bobcats in the half court, got it to Pitt. Aiden swings it cross court to Burns. Burns handles out front. Aiden, I meant Easton Pitt. Gives it to Burns. Burns going to the rack. He finishes off. Aiden Burns with a quick step to the bucket. Laid it up and in over the side of the rim. He's got 17 now in the game. Bayer leads it by 24. Here's the give for Alton inside to Huckabee. Huckabee to Whalen. Now over to Transom. To Miller in the corner. Corey, long pass. It's going to be tipped by Mark Spencer. Got it over to Pitt. And that's controlled now by Spencer. Spencer going to the bucket. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Mark Spencer, and a foul is going to be called on Dylan Whalen. It'll be number two on Whalen. The ball got free on the court. Mark Spencer tried to save it in and went to Alton and then went to the sideline, and somehow Mark Spencer came back up with the ball, and he will shoot the two-shot foul. First one is up and good. Mark Spencer with his first point of the game. Bayer's got 5 players with at least 7 points in the ballgame. Second free throw for Spencer is up. That one's off the rim, no good, and Transom rebounds it for Alton. 25-point Bayer Bobcat lead, 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Transom with it, out top to Whalen, Cockrum. Cockrum gives out to Transom for a long three, and it's good. Cole Transom hit that one from the bleacher. He's got 6 points in the game. Bayer with the ball back, 26 seconds to go. Got to Mark Spencer. Mark swings it out to Easton Pitt. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Feeds it out top for Spencer. Now on the right side to Burns. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cross court to Pitt. Easton steps into a three. That one is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Brandon Prince, just outside the lane, and he traveled with it. Trying to make a move. Brandon Prince traveled with the ball. Well, Bayer with a 22-point lead here. 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bobcats have been in control here in the third quarter. They scored 25 points in the period. Alton down the other end. Shot is up at the buzzer. No good. There is the buzzer. To end our third quarter, our score 56-34. Bayer Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, here we go with our fourth quarter. Bayer Bobcats with a 22-point lead, 56-34. Bayer outscoring Alton 25-14 in the third quarter, 21-5 in the first quarter. And second quarter, Alton actually came back and outscored Bayer 15-10 as a three-point bomb started dropping for them. And they hit a couple there in the third quarter to kind of stay semi in this game. But Bayer with a big lead. Bobcats open the fourth quarter with the starters out there, with the exception of Mark Spencer in place of Rowan. Alton got their starters on the floor. They get the ball down inside to Corey Miller. Miller couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound comes down to Mark Spencer. Guys up to Easton Pitts in the corner. Easton, now to Brandon Prince at the free throw line. Back out to Burns. Burns looking to make a little shake and bake. He goes into the lane. Scoop shot is up. No, they called him for another travel. And Coach Pitts says, what did he do? put the ball on the floor and went to the hole. Now Burns is asking the official what he did. The official says you took off before you dribbled. I don't think so. I won't comment any further on that. But anyway, we're going to get a whistle here. The official is going to wipe some perspiration up off the floor down under the Alton basket. And our score, 56-34. Thayer leads by 22, 7:28 to go. Winner of this game will play in the district championship game on Friday night. 6:30 here at the Houston High School gym. It looks like, barring a big comeback by the Alton Comets, it'll be Thayer and Mansfield number two. Remember, Thayer and Mansfield plays the championship of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, and Mansfield came away with a victory in that one. Thayer Bobcats want to get another shot at them. Here's Alton with the basketball after the travel call. Ryland Steele down to the baseline. Shoots no good. The rebound taken by Burns. Burns will run it up the floor for Sayers. Pulls up top of the key. Gives over to Mark Spencer on the right side wing. Mark with a lob pass out front. Stolen by Steele. Steele attacks the basket with a left hand and scores. That's a couple of times Mark has done that. Got to put a little mustard on that ball, Mark. Steele. Thayer down with the basketball, getting it down low to Harrington. Harrington tries to dribble it, and dribble it off his foot. Loose ball picked up by Cockrum. Marcus races up the floor for all Comets. Get it back to Steele. Bouncing down to Miller. Now to Trantham for three. It's good! Cole Trantham with his third three-pointer of the game, and just like that, it is a 56-39 contest. Alton down scored Thayer 5-0 here, and almost another steal for Alton. Marcus Cockrum got out in the passing lane. And now Coach Matt Pitts wants a timeout to talk about. 56-39, Thayer with the lead. Alton trying to come back. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back after the timeout. Both teams taking a little bit of extra time down there. And gives us time to say thanks to some of your boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, like Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer, Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Take and Shake of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Home of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, along with the Alton Bank, the Fuel Express, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. They swing it on the left side for Rowan Spencer. Just checked in place of Mark. Rowan gives it back over to Burns. Burns dumps it down the corner of the pitch. His pass in the middle, deflected and taken by the Comets. Off on the break, Ryland Steele. His layup is blocked by Harrington. Harrington with the block. Thayer the other way. Rowan Spencer. Oh, going to be called for a travel. Well, a lot of contacts out there. Both coaches are barking at these officials right now. Coach Caruso wanted a goaltend on the layup, but he got it before it hit the backboard. And then on the other end, Rowan Spencer almost got knocked down, and they called him for a travel. Well, here's Trantham, a long three for Alton. This off the front rim, no good, and a rebound off the hands of Alton out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. The official comes over and tells Coach Caruso he blocked it before it hit the backboard. And Caruso, I think he knew that. He was just trying to get a call for his count. Thayer with a basketball. 5:52 to go in the game. Cross-court pass goes to Rowan Spencer. Spencer looking inside. Nobody open. Gives it back out to Burns. Alton now scrambling, trying to double-team on the ball. Burns backed away from the defense. Feeds over to Rowan Spencer. Driving the baseline. Rowan's reverse layup. It's good. What a move by Rowan Spencer. Roro's got 9. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to 19, 58-39. Thayer had a 24-point lead for a little while. Here's Ryland Steele to 3 for Alton. No good. Rebound taken by Harrington. Harrington dribbles out of traffic. Feeds over to Burns. Burns up across the half-court line. Going to the lane, all the way to the front of the rim, lays it up and in. Hayden Burns now with 19 on the line. Thayer Bobcats back up now by 60-39. Here's Ryland Steele, stepped in the lane with a shot, no good. Harrington with a rebound. And gives it to Burns. He'll bring it up the floor under 5 minutes to play. Thayer starting to pull away again. after that timeout call by Coach Pitt. I think his team got a little bit too comfortable with that big lead. Here's Burns with it again. Burns into the lane, little running one-hander. It's off the rim, no good. Oh, and there's Brandon Prince with the offensive rebound and the putback. Prince and double figures with 11. Three Bobcats and double figures tonight, and the Alton Comets want a timeout. 62-39, Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Think spring, then think Thayer Decorating downtown Thayer for the area's most complete line of floors and carpeting. It's your trusted place for flooring of all kinds. Carpeting? Yes. Waterproof vinyl planks and laminate? Yes. Tile floors? Yes. And, of course, tile showers using ceramic and mosaic tile. You'll recognize brands like Shaw, Mohawk, and Marquee, just to name a few. Spring means fix up, so get new floors and PPG paints of all kinds. Flooring and so much more at Thayer Decorating. They professionally install everything they sell. Stop in for a cup of Joe.
I'm Terry Range of RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Teamwork is an important life skill to learn. I know the importance of teamwork because of the steps that go into a real estate transaction. You will find honesty and integrity equals results in a RE/MAX agent. I'm so proud to support all of our local teams. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give me, Terry Range, and the team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange a call at 417-264-6161 or weekends and nights at 417-280-1919. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Back after timeout, Coach Caruso called that one for the Alton Comets as Thayer's starting to pull away again. Bobcats lead it now by 23. Alton with it. Corey Miller in the corner. Fires a three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Now the rebound taken by Easton Pitt for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer quick up the floor. Got to Spencer. Rowan going to the basket. Draws the contact. Shoots it. No good. But he'll go to the line and will shoot two. And foul is on number 34. Cole Trantham. That'll be the first foul of the night on Trantham. And going to the free throw line, Rowan Spencer. Rowan trying to get double figures tonight. He has scored 9 points in the game. Already three Bobcats in double figures. And Rowan, if he hits a couple free throws, will be there as well. The first one is up and bounces off the rim. No good. Substitution for Alton. Ryland Steele will check back in the game. Cole Trantham will check out. Ryland, remember, playing with four fouls. They've got to be careful. He's in there for offense right now. Second free throw for Spencer. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed around, taken by Corey Miller for all. Here come the Comets. Down by 23. Ball goes to Landon Huckabee in the corner. To Whalen. Back out to Huckabee now. Top of the key to Cochran. Marcus swings it left side to Steele. Ryland penetrates. Kicks it back out in the corner to Whalen. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Harrington. And the Thayer Bobcats with under 4 minutes to go. In control of this one, lead it by 23. Here's Burns, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. When he goes down that left side and lays that thing back up over his head, that is a pretty shot. 21 now for Burns, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is up to 25. Here's Cochran, penetrates to the elbow, kicks it back out to Whalen, now outside to Steele. Bobcat still getting after every pass. Getting in that passing lane. Steele going in the lane. Kicks it out in the corner to Huckabee for three. That one is no good. Harrington with another rebound. And the Thayer Bobcats running away from the Cowlitz right now. Burns outside. Swings over to Rowan Spencer. Rowan looks inside. Nobody's open. Back out to Burns. Thayer can work some clock here. Here's Rowan Spencer again. Got it down to Prince. Wide open under the bucket for the lay-in. Brandon Prince with 13. That was a beautiful feed from Rowan Spencer. I mean, caught it as soon as he caught it. He knew right where he was going. Prince was inside the defense. Here's Huckabee for Alton. Down the other end. Got it in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Cochran. Cochran going to steal. Ball stolen. Bobcats on the break. Here's Burns. The jam. Aiden Burns with another dunk for the Thayer Bobcats. That's their third of the night. And Burns did that one with some exclamation. And here comes Alton the other way. Ryland Steele driving the baseline, tries a reverse layup. Shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats, I believe. Well, they got Harrington for the foul. Harrington calls the foul. I thought that one's going to be on Prince. But they call it on Devin Harrington. That'll be his third. So Burns with the dunk, with authority. And the first free throw for Ryland Steele is no good. 68-39. Thayer by 29 points with 2:24 to go. Another one for Ryland Steele is up. That one bounces off the rim. No good. Brandon Prince down the rebound for Thayer. That's the ball over to Burns. Bobcats running it the other way. Burns going to lob this one up. Harrington tried to dunk it with a left hand. Couldn't get it over the front of the rim, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be. Oh, they're going to say off the Thayer Bobcats. I don't know about that. Pass was a little bit too far out from the bucket for Harrington to get it down, but they tried the alley-oop. 2 minutes to go. Alton with the ball, passed in the lane, stolen by Prince. Easton Pitts got a piece of it. Prince picked it up off the floor. Burns to the top of the key on the other end. Down the left side of the lane, looking for an outlet. Feeds it out to Rowan Spencer. Rowan will back it out there. Can work some clock here with a minute 54 to go in the game, up by 29. Rowan going to the bucket. He traveled, but they didn't call it. And the basket is good for Rowan Spencer. Rowan Spencer now with 11 points, fourth Bobcat in double figures. Steele the other way for Alton. High arching shot over Harrington is no good. Rebound, Thayer. Burns off on the break. All the way to the bucket, lays it up, no good. Harrington rebounds it, Beckerson in. Harrington with 18, and we get a timeout called. Thayer Bobcats called a timeout here to get some subs in the game. Thayer leads it 72-39 with a minute 25 to go, and subs are coming in. Dalton Paulette, Riley White. Who else checking in here? We'll find out when they separate out of the huddle. That looks like Dalton Paulette, Riley White. Brandon Prince going to stay on the floor with Heath Combs. And Thayer needs one more out there. They've only got four, Mark Spencer. So Thayer will finish it here with White, Combs, Paulette, Prince, and who down here? Heath Combs. Alton Comet. Down by a bunch. We'll have the ball here. Minute 25 to go. Alton is down by 33. This one's all over with the shout, and it'll be the Thayer Bobcats and the Mansfield Lions for the district championship. For the Thayer Bobcats, this will be the 13th year in a row that they have played for a district championship. They've won 9 in a row. Here's Waylon. Long shot for Alton. It's good. Dylan Waylon with his third three-pointer tonight. He's got 9 points. And Thayer Bobcats come the other way. Heath Combs gets across the timeline, gives to Mark Spencer. Mark dumps it off to Prince. Prince goes up and lays it over the front of the rim. Brandon Prince now with 15 in the game tonight for Thayer. Alton's got it back. Ryland Steele jumps up in the lane, kicks it out to Cockrum in the corner. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Riley White for Thayer. Gives it to Heath Combs, and the Bobcats bring it up the floor with 41 seconds to play. Got over to Mark Spencer. Mark just holds it there. Defense comes out on him. He gives it up to Riley White. White goes out to Prince. And now right side to Paulette. Paulette waits till the defense gets to him. Gives it off to Heath Combs. Combs will bounce it now to White. They are just running out the clock. 23 seconds to go. And here's the ball knocked away by Marcus Cockrum. And Thayer will inbound. It stopped the clock, but I don't know why. We should be running under the turbo clock rules right here. 19 seconds to go. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got over to Brandon Prince. Prince out front to Heath Combs. Dribbles away from the double team. Feeds it over to Paulette. 9 seconds to go. Thayer just running out the clock. Mark Spencer will hold it on the right side. The Thayer Bobcats are going to win this one. Final score is 74-42. The Thayer Bobcats hold the Alton Comets to 22 points in the second half. At 20 in the first, and the Bobcats win it by a final of 74-42.